players from other teams. 7. Jimmy Wilkins, Pigsty Hill Pork Packers. Jimmy Wilkins soon excelled himself as captain of the Porkies with his ability to turn cartwheels on the pitch and shoot upside down. Often, this has bewildered unsuspecting goalkeepers sufficiently for the ball to have hit the back of the net before they have even realised that it was on its way. 4. J.W. Rickett, Pigsty Hill Pork Packers. A master of fine ball control, Kickett Rickett has been known to run half the length of the pitch with the ball apparently balanced on the tip of his boot. He has only failed to become a true football great because of his absolute reluctance to ever pass the ball to anybody else, and once famously stormed off the pitch when one of his team tried it. As they said, he was a great player if only you jumped out and tripped him up at the right moment. 1. Charlie Barton, Treacle Mine Tuesday, goalkeeper. Very seldom does any ball get past Charlie Big Boy Barton, who, it is rumoured, has to be crowbarred from the goal at the end of the match. This is a result of his phenomenal pie consumption and has led to the Ankh-Morpork Football Association declaring that the miners' goalmouth must be at least twice as wide as that of their opponents so that there may be room for the ball to be put in. 6. Acnon Smith, the Dimmers. Stalwart of the Dimmers, Holy Acnon as he is known, belongs to a small sect that has to say prayers every 15 minutes. Fans are used to him dropping to his knees in the middle of the game, which, coincidentally, trips up at least one opposing player. Following this, the game has to go on hold until he finishes his prayers, after which he will spring away in some hitherto unknown direction. The Ankh-Morpork Football Association is wrestling with this conundrum. David Dave Likely, education none, deceased. All-time holder of the highest lifetime score, 4 goals, in the street version of the game. Dave Likely is the archetypical footballer, from his huge baggy shorts to his hobnail boots. Unfortunately, he refused to wear any head protection at all, which is why he is the late Dave Likely. 2. Andy Shank, the Dimmers. Andy Shank is a leading face amongst the Dimwell supporters, as well as in the Ankh-Morpork shove. His father is the feared captain of the Dimwell team, and Andy may well inherit the title due to his unbridled savagery and skill in all forms of close combat. He inspires fear in his associates almost as much as in his enemies. Known to the City Watch as a particularly bad lot, he is certainly one to keep an eye out for, all the time if possible. 8. Joseph Hoggett, captain, Pigsty Hill Pork Packers. A skilled player of the old game of street football, a.k.a. Poor Boys Fun, the game, the shove. Elected captain of United at the meeting of the captains of all the city's major football teams. Very strong. It is reputed that he can lift a pig carcass in each hand. 6. Swithin Dustworthy, captain, the Cockbill Boars. 9. Harry Capstick, the Cockbill Boars. Other players, Tosha Atkinson, Jimmy the Spoon, Spanner, Mrs. Atkinson, Willie Piltdown, Mickey Pulford, the Brisket Boys, F and Q. Referee, Arch-Chancellor of Braesneck, formerly known as the Dean. The visit by the Arch-Chancellor of the new Red Brick University in Pseudopolis to his former colleagues at Unseen University opportunely coincided with the inaugural Foot the Ball match. He was appointed referee, and so got to use the haunted whistle of Griffith Tabernacle Jones, the long-deceased sportsmaster of UU. No sportsman, he was known as Two Chairs in his old alma mater due to his immense girth and love of gargantuan meals.